All right, and he'll be looking at biomass allocation and nutrient use efficiency of three temperature conifer species, or sorry, temperate conifer species under water stress.
Hi everyone, I am Ismail Koç. I'm going to talk about biomass allocation and nutrient use efficiency of three temperate conifer species under water stress. As you know, pine and fir species are the main conifer species in temperate forests, and they have been extensively planted in its economic viability and good characteristics around the world, such as Christmas tree plantation and landscaping. And plants growing in the typical temperate forests have an adequate precipitation to maintain soil moisture of supporting tree growth and survival. However, they have been facing some management challenges related to low precipitation and higher summer temperatures, such as water stress, not only in their natural habitat, but also reforestation and plantation areas too. So water stress is recognized as one of the most crucial factors limiting growth and development in temperate trees. Under water stress, trees can develop some physiological adaptation functions to adjust the drought condition to ensure survival and growth. Ongoing increases in atmospheric CO2 concentration linked warmer temperature are expected to increase the frequency and intensity of water deficit. However, the responses to water stress vary among tree species that is particularly dependent on the pattern of water use. So besides water or precipitation, fertilization plays a crucial role to fulfill not only plant growth and development, but also some physiological functions too. Under droughty condition, soil water deficit changes numerous steps of water transfer along the soil root leaf atmosphere continuum that also threatens the nutrient uptake and absorption by plants. And this is so important for plant growth under intensive management because farmers fertilize seedling to accelerate growth by plants that also threatens the nutrient uptake and absorption by plants. And to elevate the adverse effect of water stress, tree root system play a crucial role in water and nutrient transport. Thus, a desirable tree growth and development is provided. So when we look at the water stem plant nutrition interaction, roots are the vegetable organs that delivers water and nutrient to the growing trees. And nitrogen is one of the most important micronutrients. It also helps plant grow and productivity. And water status, root morphology, quality and quantity fertilizer, the root structure plays a huge role of nutrient uptake by plants. And as we know, nutrient uptake negatively affected by water stress. And as I said earlier, root growth physiology varies within species. In addition to this, the root absorbing capacity plays an important role in the amount of nutrient uptake. For instance, some plants produce larger amount of roots established in the early years, then allocate more resources to the above ground tissues in later years. After the plant is established, should growth take place predominantly in the early spring. When we look at the relation between water stress and biomass allocation and the root-shoot ratio of the whole plants are significantly affected by lack of water and nutrient deficiency. Tree species generally develop higher root-to-shoot ratios and deeper root system in drier site compared to wetter site, implying that the lower shoot-to-root ratio plants are less susceptible to water stress. Under water stress conditions, root elongation and leaf area expansion decrease drastically at different rates, and leaf growth usually declines to a greater degree compared to root growth when the root-to-shoot ratio increases due to photosynthetic partitioning. So several studies have pointed out that trees exposed to water stress develop higher root-to-shoot ratios than non-exposed plants in some species such as Pinustadia, Quercus rubro, and some fir species. However, the growth and development pattern are different across the species. Although much is known about the mechanism of trees in general under the water stress, few studies have focused on the understanding of combined effects of irrigation and fertilization on physiology and nutrient use efficiency in pine and fir species. And the current study investigates the physiological response to combined effect of water stress and nutrition use white pine balsam fir and conical fir as a model species. So we hypothesized that white pines would have greater tolerance to water stress compared to fir species because of their ability to develop a more mature root system at earlier age. Additionally, an increase in root would provide for an increased adaptation for nutrient uptake under water stress in pine species compared to fir species. And our specific objective were to investigate the differences and similarities in nutrient uptake and use efficiency between those species, and also quantify morphological features, mostly root-related ones, within and between species. So this is a greenhouse study conducted at the Research Center in Michigan State University, and we used 2-year-old containerized balsam and conchlorophyllum and 1-year-old Beirut eastern white pine. We plant them in 3-gallon container, and as a soil moisture, we use FAPART 52 mix. And I had 3 different irrigation treatment, low, medium, high, and 2 fertilization rate, low and high, and we use Osmocote plus 5-6 month control release formulation in the beginning of the plantation. So for measurement, we took some morphological features besides stem water potential and total nitrogen concentration on tissues, and resources use efficiency, such as asymmetry nutrition use efficiency, which refers foliar biomass production per unit of foliar nitrogen, and nutrient use efficiency refers all plant nutrition use efficiency in grams of biomass of nitrogen per year, and also foliar N per unit of root weight and root weight ratio. So for result section, stem water potential under the interaction of species and irrigation, the well water treatment that received higher level of irrigation maintained higher stem water potential when compared to medium and low irrigation for its species. White pine and balsam fir seedlings showed higher stem water potential compared to fir under each irrigation treatment. And there were no statistically significant difference between balsam and white pine under the medium and high well water treatment. However, white pine showed higher stem water potential than the balsam fir, suggesting that balsam fir was under more stress. So for morphological features such as relative root color diameter and relative height growth, white pine showed the lowest values than the fir species, and overall increase in fertilization and irrigation increased the relative root color diameter and relative height growth. So relative root length and root number, white pine shows the lowest values than the fir species. For shoot root ratio, concolor fir showed higher values than the balsam fir and white pine, and there is no significant differences between balsam and white pine. So when we look at the total dry shoot mass, balsam fir shows the lowest values than the white pine and concolor. For dry root mass, white pine showed higher values than the balsam fir and concolor, and there is no significant difference between two fir species. So when we look at the nitrogen concentration on the left-hand side, total nitrogen concentration for foliar, and in the middle for stem, and on the right-hand side is the total nitrogen concentration for root. You can see here, in general, total nitrogen concentration for needle showed higher values than the stem and root. For both of three figures, white pine shows the lowest values than the two fir species. And also fertilization was significant for foliar tissues and root. That high fertilization show higher values than the low fertilization. Irrigation was significant for stem and root tissues. That well water treatment show higher values than the medium and low irrigation. So when we look at the resources use efficiency, on the left-hand side, it shows asymmetry nutrition use efficiency and right-hand side nutrition use efficiency. For both, white pine showed higher values than the fir species. And low fertilization showed higher values than the high fertilization on the asymmetry nutrition use efficiency. However, on the nutrition use efficiency, showed the opposite values. When we look at the foliar N per unit of root weight, Concolor showed higher values than the balsam and then white pine. And figure C, for the interaction of species and fertilization, high fertilization, concolor seedling showed higher values, and lowly fertilized white pine shows the lowest values. On figure D, in general, white pine shows higher values than the two first species. Under the species and fertilization, high values, high and low fertilized white pine seedling shows the highest values, and concolor seedling shows the lowest values for both high and low fertilization. And there is no significant difference between fertilization rate within each species. Conclusion: relative height growth and relative root color diameter growth were increased by irrigation and fertilization treatment. It is possible this is a result of increased photosynthesis leading to production of carbohydrates from improved stomata response in water deficit condition in all three species under increased irrigation. Increases in root length and root number not only elevate water stress, but also provide a better advantage to water stress acclimation. Increases in above ground biomass not only played a role in the partitioning of resources to acid root growth, but also played a crucial role in water stress responses. And the species in this study had different strategies to mitigate and cope with water stress. First species showed higher relative root color diameter and relative height growth, as well as more developed root system, to increase the availability of water and nutrient capture as a drought avoidance mechanism, while white pine transplanted lowest shoot root ratio and higher below ground biomass with as desirable traits for drought tolerance. Moreover, the shoot root ratio showed that concolor first seedling had a greater water storage, improved water uptake, and reduced water loss compared to other species. However, white pine had a greater ability to withstand stress for an increased water deficit with a low tissue water potential compared to first species seedlings. The resources use efficiency results suggest that under low water stress and high fertilization rate, species had a greater efficiency in carbon accumulation, an increase in overall biomass. White pine showed the highest resources use efficiency values compared to first species, showing that white pine has a greater tolerance to water stress condition. The increased irrigation not only improved the resources use efficiency, but also improved the photosynthetic ability, activities, and stomatal limitation. However, this may lead to changes in the resources allocated to specific tree organs. And this is my citation, and thank you so much.
Do drought stress studies in a greenhouse with containerized plants. The plants grow very different from what they would in a plantation setting. So can you speculate at all about how these results would actually relate to trees that are grown in a plantation?
I mean, yes, you are right. And we try to see which one is adapted to like drier side in the field. So we can get some information from greenhouse studies, and we can, when we put them outside, we can tell in the beginning, oh, this trees or this space is going to do better than the other one. But we don't see until we try to put them in the field.
All right.
Thank you.